Beyond Trayvon, the Trayvon Martin case has rushed around the globe at cyberspeed, due in large part to social media. It has all the markings of a national tragedy and, of course, is an ongoing one, despite recent charges. But what is not considered is what has come before. Florida has a long and nasty history of events such as these, but often the antagonist is a cop, not a civilian playing cop, as here. In May 1980, Miami's Liberty City erupted into an orgy of flame, anger, and rage, stemming from the police beating of 33-year-old Arthur McDuffie, a black insurance exec. McDuffie wasn't just beaten. He was beaten to death by four cops. An all-white jury later acquitted all four of all charges. My remembrance of McDuffie could have been substituted by a slew of other names, most forgotten by all but family and friends, casualties of a long and dirty war waged by white supremacists, whether armed by the state or privately. People like 21-year-old Randy Heath, killed by a cop in Hialeah and acquitted, Timothy Dwayne Thomas. Anybody remember that name? Anybody? 19 years old and a resident of a neighborhood called Over the Rhine in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was killed. His killer? A white cop who, though later indicted, walked free, acquitted. Indeed, the so-called MOVE bombing, when men, women, and babies of MOVE were targeted, attacked, and bombed on May 13, 1985. 11 people bombed and shot to death. There were no acquittals. Of course, there were no charges. No charges in a massacre. Yes, these are distinctions, but they are distinctions without a difference. For all the cases speak to the cheapness of black life and the American way of acquittal after acquittal after acquittal of white killer cops. Or in the MOVE massacre on Mother's Day, no charges at all. In the Trayvon Martin case, we have a guy playing cop and a dead 17-year-old black boy. Close enough. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.